It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strange Champs, coming to you from the Majestic Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. Today, what science and evolution can teach us about love. So now that we've got sex out of the way, let's move on to romance. Do you remember what it's like to fall in love? That slow process of getting to know someone, sharing secrets, telling histories, one conversation after another. It feels like magic. But 20 years ago, a psychologist named Arthur Aaron figured out how to make that happen, or at least something like it, between two strangers in a lab. Here's how it works. Two people walk into a lab. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it? Each is told that the other one knows a little bit about them and is interested in meeting them. They sit across from each other and they're handed a list of 36 questions. And for the next roughly hour, they ask and answer each other those questions. Now, Arthur has done this experiment with hundreds of people over and over again, and almost all of the people say at the end of the activity, they feel almost as close to that stranger as they do to the closest people in their lives. So you want to know, I want to know, what are those questions?
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Would you like to be famous? In what way?
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
When did you last sing to yourself?
Or to someone else?
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
What does friendship mean to you?
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
How close and warm is your family?
Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find the most disturbing?
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
What if anything is too serious to be joked about?
When did you last cry in front of another person?
Or by yourself?
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone,
what would you most regret not having told someone?
Why haven't you told them yet?
So those are some questions, huh? And some of them I haven't even asked myself, let alone people I love. So you can see how those questions foster intimacy, which is what they're designed to do in the lab. But some people who have used these questions have actually fallen in love after using them, including writer Mandy Lynn Catron. She tried them on a first date.
We were at a bar in Vancouver. We had been at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and we went out for beer after, and we were just sort of chatting about relationships. And he was saying, I have this theory that you could fall in love with anyone, you know, assuming you have a certain number of common interests. And then I remember this study, and I said, well, actually, you know, someone has tried to make people fall in love in the lab, and said, you know, I've always wanted to try it. And he was like, let's do it. And so we did.
So they spent a few hours in that bar, hanging out together, asking each other questions, and they both felt like something happened, something changed.
I did feel like I went from not really knowing this person to knowing him quite well over just a few hours. I think it would be hard to really honestly answer the questions and not feel that way.
And then Mandy remembered that there's a second part to that experiment, a part that's kind of the clincher.
The second component of the study is that you stare into each other's eyes without speaking for 4 minutes. And he was like, well, like, do you think maybe we should do that too? And I kind of hesitated. So we walked down the street to the bridge because we wanted to go somewhere that wasn't too crowded. And you just have to be kind of brave to just let someone look at you for that amount of time. I mean, at least the first couple of minutes were pretty uncomfortable. You sort of drift out of that sense of like a looking into someone's soul or whatever, into just sort of being really present in the moment. And I don't know, other people would probably have different experiences, but that was mine.
Mandy Lynn Catron wrote about that experience in a Modern Love column for the New York Times, and she's got a book about it coming out this spring. It's called How to Fall in Love with Anyone, and that is how we make radio. Except the secret is how we make radio. We've got a really kick-ass audio engineer, technical director, so let's have a hand for Joe Hartke.